வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of November, 1975, in Bombay, India.
ரசநாதன் சஜீவம்.
Hotel we are preparing also, transcendental hotel, but they must pay for this.
That's right. Yeah, I think it is provided.
Agar is, what will be the impression of this habit? That one treatment to one or one treatment to others. Everything is there by God's hand. Lord, there is elephant trap. Elephant is trapped. Horse is carried. Everything is there by nature. And for small load, the bulls, the asses, he's gone back. In the kitchen, they're preparing tea.
Thank you, Father.
They're preparing tea in the kitchen.
Oh, tea. Okay. Was he making tea in his kitchen?
So, Nanda Kumar, you see me, I shall talk with you. At half past 11. So, do the modern botanists, biologists know all this? In our shastra, Vidrajana Lakshman, Savara Alakshman, Himaya Rudra Samhita.
You can understand one species of life. How can they understand 8,400,000?
And Shastra has described so many things, it has no value. And whatever nonsense they talk, that is it.
That's because the Shastra is not very practical.
Huh?
It's not very practical.
Why not practical?
Because you can't do anything with it. I mean, you just read it and...
He can press your throat and kill you immediately. He can do this. Do you admit or not?
Yeah.
Yeah? That is the practical thing for the demons. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. When Hiranyakashipu is met with Nisingada, yes, sir, yes, you are here.
That's all mythology, isn't it? That kind of thing never really happens.
When it happens, you will see. Wait for 2 years. This thing, death will not happen to you. You are so fool to think like that.
Well, I mean, it's still going to happen to me even if I read these books.
The books are there. What is happening, actually? That's all. Books, therefore it is practical. Because what is written in the Shastra, that is happening. Therefore it is practical. So he said, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that happens practically.
Well, Mayavadis, transcendentalists, they also don't believe in Shastras.
Yes.
Because one man is a great devotee of one so-called Swami. He was quoting Bhagavad Gita inside and out. And then...
He doesn't believe in it.
No, he doesn't believe in Krishna. It comes to the verse that you have to surrender everything to Krishna. Then he says, well, actually, this Bhagavad Gita is written by some man, unknown man. I said, what is the value of it? Why are you quoting Bhagavad Gita? Why are you learning it? It is knowledge, very nice knowledge. Because any knowledge is imparted by any mundane man, what value does it have?
Hmm. Why don't you accept it? What is the use of quoting?
Yeah. That they will not do. Because they know that they can make money by quoting Bhagavad Gita. People will not accept anybody if they openly say that they don't believe in Bhagavad Gita.
That was going on. It is the first time we are pressing. You must take it serious. It is the first time. Otherwise this was going on, at least for the last 200 years.
And then when we say about that devotee goes to Vaikuntha, this and that, well, Vaikuntha and all those things, these are just myth. This is baloney.
You are authority.
Yeah.
You rascal, you are authority. Everything is myth. You are simply truth. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Why everything is myth, then why you are truth? You are also myth. Everything is myth, so you are also myth. What is the use of talking nonsense?
They believe in whatever is existing now.
Huh?
Whatever is existing now, whatever they have.
And what is not existing, which is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the Chaturvarna Maya system, still people say, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am this, I am that. It is existing.
They would even believe the mundane historians more than the Shastras. Historians have very funny stories. The Aryans came from the Northeast Asia or something.
Central Asia.
Central Asia and inhabited in India, then the Indian civilization sprang. Everybody thinks that India was not the original inhabited. It was all inhabited by the Dravidians, and then the Dravidians were pushed in the south, and then Aryans dominated them. Whatever they learned in the schools. And because they have this theory, therefore they have to date all the Shastras either after Christ or just a few centuries before Christ. Bharat, they say, it must have been a small family feud, and some poet's imagination made it a big war.
Maybe. May not be. You say may not be.
They say the Mahabharata was written 1400 BC. And that date correlates with dates of the Egyptian and...
So many dates have been quoted there. Which is correct? That is our question. So many dates they have discussed. But which one is correct? Either everyone is correct or everyone is incorrect. There cannot be many dates. That is not possible. Date must be one. So which one is correct? Who will answer this?
Everyone has a different opinion.
Yes, your godbrother, Swami Bhad.
Yes, I know that.
He
is also one of them. Others, they do not accept.
Funny thing is that some of the historians, they say there was no war like Mahabharata. It's all fictitious. There's nothing like Kurukshetra. Some historians say that there is Kurukshetra. And there is evidence of war of Mahabharata. But none of them completely agree with the scriptures. They all have their own fantastic theories. Those even those who say that...
So why should I accept them?
How can we prove the...
They cannot prove. Our proof is already there. They cannot prove. Why don't you take that point?
Yes.
These rascals, they are contradictory to one another, so they cannot prove. Our proof is already there.
That is what we should aim at.
Huh?
We should aim at, you cannot prove.
You cannot prove. You are contradictory. So why shall I accept you or he? We accept our own proof. That's all. At all, you agree amongst yourselves, then question us. You cannot agree. Why should I believe you? One says that he is wrong and the other says he is wrong. Now we say we are both of you. We reject you. Yes.
But how can we impress the masses that we are right?
Huh?
The innocent people.
They are not historians, rascals. They will believe Mahabharata. They are not so-called historians, scientists. They still believe in the Vedic standard.
People in general?
No, yeah. But actually, doing that. they may believe or not believe. Our belief is going on all over the world. Is it not?
Yes.
That's all. Valena Parishyata. Hare Krishna. We don't make any compromise. What we believe, we are preaching that people are accepting. So you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter for us.
They also say Indian mythology.
They have been taught.
When they put out books on Mahabharata or Ramachandra, Indian mythology.
But who cares for that?
There was the 99% of the people are completely misled.
No, not 99%. Maybe 9%. Oh. Science is not revealing it.
Now, Science is also realizing that it's not the case.
Swarup Damodar is real scientist. He's admitting. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jaduttama sloka gunanu vannam idangi punsas tapasas sutasava shishtasya suttasya chabuddha dattaya avichito arthya kavidhi nirupitaha jaduttama sloka gunanu vannam punsa of the human society. Sutasya, education. Idam hi punsa sutasya. Sutasya, sutasya, sabuddha dattaya. Whatever big activities are there, education, charity, tapasya, why these things are required? What is the meaning of becoming advanced in such things? The avichita artha, avichita artha, without any doubt, the artha, the conclusion is that they should describe the wonderful activity of the Supreme Person. Then it is perfect education. These aspects they are saying, now we don't require law.
No, sir, but this Greek sign is like Hasley brothers, all through Hasley. No, they have realized the working of God in every atom to tell the truth. It was so some 50 years back that the scientists did not believe in the existence and working of God. But they have much changed now.
That means they are fully, now they are coming to
but
the
they were died out the previous generation, now the new generation.
No, it's still there. So many
there may be, there cannot be uniformity.
So many aspects that one scientist came to talk with me in California. And God? What is God? We have not solved everything. And you are asking.
You must be asked to make a single living cell yourself. We give you all the ingredients, all the chemicals, and make us a living cell. If you can make it, that should be the answer to that.
They are so foolish. I very strongly talk with them. They still stubborn doggies. That scientist, I told him that you are a demo.
You?
I told him.
You
are a demo. So, he tolerated.
Yes. They are serving the mammon and not God.
So many psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists, they come there in Los Angeles.
I mean, the psychology study, the real science which can lead a man to the higher understanding of life, psychology. The abstract sciences of, biology and physics, chemistry are little lower science. The psychology is much higher.
No science is perfect.
In perfection also there may be gradation. No? In imperfection also there can be gradation.
Gradation? That I give the example. Stool, this side and that side. The dry side and the moist side. Somebody says, oh, this side is very good. It is dry.
You have to examine in a different way.
Yes, this is very good enough. Tool is tool. But they are thinking this side is very good. Because it is dried up.
You see a thing from any angle, sir. And we scientists,
this is also
from different angles. You look it from different angles. Scientists have got different
angles. There is no different angle. It is foolishness. Tool is tool. This side, if you say this angle is very present.
A human stool is a stool for the human being. Is it? Does it not become a food for a stray dog that you see? Does it not become the food for a stray dog, sir, that you see? When I was a small boy, I was very much wondering how this filth that is cast away from human body can nourish the dog's body. But that is the bountifulness of God, sir.
It's like that.
Now don't talk. I was a professor in the college, so I am very sorry. That particular habit is lurking me as yet.
My eyes feeling the scientist. It's like
tomorrow khoto eyes hai. Hello, behiro. Tame tamne maya mo padya chho. But that is what it is, sir. It set me thinking when I was a small baby boy, how this could, maintain the body of a dog if there was no something in it. And that
very,
it is a very important thing to understand and think about it.
Very good substance. Stool is full of hypophosphites.
Whatever it is, but then there it is.
Analyzed by a big doctor. You know that Dr. Ghosh, who came? Dr. Ghosh,
yes.
From Allahabad?
Last day he came.
So, one day, I went to his house, and I saw in a plate something yellow escaped. And what is this, doctor? Oh, that is stool to the exam.
Now I give you. Now the stool, so long as it is in your body, it is you, a part of you, because you are. We all, majority of us are body conscious. Very few people like you may be soul conscious.
That is my.
Even
argument.
Though we are in the process of making, a soul consciousness, but still, every moment we are a body conscious.
Yeah, that's it. But that is Mayavad theory. Everything what? Everything.
Mayavad or no Mayavad is a fact that we are body conscious. We look to the facts, sir. We scientists. Mm-hmm.
Ramakrishna ate stool because he said stool and prasadam are one.
No.
He ate stool?
Yes.
Where has he said?
His disciple, one of his disciples
disciple
told him.
Say, but
as an experiment to show that it was all one, he said that he ate stool.
No, of course I do not know about stool, but he wanted to eat beef.
Meat.
Beef.
Because he tried to worship God in the form of Muslims.
Yeah. So he wanted permission from the proprietor of the temple. Now I am going to experiment Mohammedan religion. So I want to eat beef. So he said frankly that now we have to go ourselves. I cannot allow this.
No, but he did not
then
eat
he stopped.
He did not eat beef. He saw it and that's all.
No, when
he tried to,
permission was not given by the proprietor. He had no other way to start.
Rasamani.
Yeah. Rasamani.
Rasamani.
Rasamani's husband.
Husband died?
No, husband.
She was a widow.
Yeah. His son-in-law.
Yes, son-in-law. Mathur.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mathur.
Ah, yes.
But he experimented as a Christian, as a Muslim and all, and he said he came to the same truth.
That is a rascal. That is a rascal. He experimented mean he was a fool.
No, but see what he means.
And who makes experiment? One who is fool. One he knows why he should make experiment.
Scientists do make experiments.
Therefore, they are fools.
You say so. You say so.
Yes. The present, we don't make any experiment. We don't make it. We say Krishna is God. That's all. No experiment.
If Sir Addison had not made experiment...
Addison, Faddison, all these are rascals.
All these are rascals.
All these. Addison,
you would not have the electricity today in the streets.
We don't make any experiment.
This is the method of worshipping. The experiment is the method of worshipping.
No. Experiment means or not. One who is making experiment, he is a fool.
I mean experiment of making, method of worshipping, sir. You worship this way.
There is no method. Only method. Bhaktavam Vijayana. That is method. All rascals. All rascals. Yes, all rascals.
Will the Christians do go to the temple?
I don't say Christian and Hindu, Muslim. Anyone who is not a bhakta, he is a rascal. That is our conclusion. That we say, all rascals.
Mura.
Krishna said, bhakta mahu vijaya. Why should we experiment that and that?
But that is the way of bhakti, sir. My contention is this, with all my...
Truth is that truth. There is no experiment. Truth is truth. You cannot make experiment. All right, let us see. The sun may rise this side. Can you do it?
I think I am not explicit to you, sir. What I mean to say is, way of worshipping.
There is no other way of worshipping except bhakti.
But that is also a bhakti, sir.
Yeah.
In that
only way. Bhaktya vahamurya. God is one.
God is
one. And to understand God is one.
But that is what he said.
That is it.
He has seen the same God by all the ways. If I don't...
There is no other way. That is foolishness. That is explained. Jepanna devata bhaktya jajanti sadhyanitam mame vartepi bhajanti abhidhi purvakam. That is abhidhi.
They are not vidhi. They are bhajanti. And still they are bhajanti, sir. They are not non-bhajanti like so-called mood scientists like of our time.
Bhajanti, it is the jajanti, not bhajanti. Jajanti abhidhi purvakam. That is not the way.
Bhajanti avidhi purvakam. Bhajanti avidhi purvakam.
Jajanti.
Bhajanti, sir.
Bhajanti.
Bhajanti. I think I'm not wrong.
Mame.
Bhajanti avidhi purvakam.
They are. Yes, it is avidhi
purvakam. Avidhi purvakam.
That is not this.
It is a deva.
Where is God? This one.
Those who worship devas, they go to devas, and those who worship me, they come to me. Devan yanti devyaja.
Yeah.
Bhutan yanti bhutejya.
But this...
Bhutan yanti bhutejya, maam yanti.
Ram Krishna says, you worship any demigod, you go to God. Krishna doesn't say. They say, there are as many ways. Ram Krishna says, maam eka. They are all against Shastra. All against us. Hare Krishna. Jaya.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwara.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu, I have explained so many times. If you see materially, either dog or a big Brahmin, the body is the same material.
Sunishavasa
prakasa. That body, when you dissect the body, you find the same blood, same muscles and bone, that's all. That is material. And spiritually, they are Atma. Therefore, Samadarshan. From that point of view.
Samadarshan.
From basic point of view. Not that he is seeing a Brahmin and dog equal. No, not that. He is seeing the outward and inward. Inward is spirit. There is one, and outward matter, there is one.
Yeah,
that is the same thing. Because he does not see the form, he sees the individual. Because there are so many earthen pots, dolls. So any sane man knows that these are all made of earth. That vision is wanted. But these rascals, they are thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am bad, I am this, I am that. Therefore, they are imperfect.
Oh, we are prepared to think we are Americans, but they don't take us, unfortunately.
Little digressing on from this point. You see, before the India became free, we had an extremely high opinion about American race, American people. I have got also. Because then it was the American president who supported the freedom movement of India. But unfortunately, Dalits spoiled the speech.
No, I am not speaking from that point of view. I see that the Americans, they have helped me in Krishna consciousness.
You, but the whole India, they have helped.
That is
only you.
I feel obliged to.
It was the president.
Nobody helped me. These boys helped me.
Your President Roosevelt, by whose action, Mr. Churchill became little loose his grip on India.
And these American government people, they never put any hindrance in her life. They have rather appreciated. And many American old gentlemen came to congratulate me.
Because you are helping them, salvaging the boys from the Madhusenas and all this.
Whatever it may be, but they have helped me.
We are not smoking that.
In Bhopal, in 1962, in China War, only they helped America.
Yes. And another thing, from material point of view, I am touring all over the world so many times. Materially, nobody is as opulent as America.
Nobody. The
waste grains of the world are drained there. That is the real cause. Waste grains of the world.
Money in Bombay. But why there are Jofras? It is, unless one is destined to get money, he cannot get. It is not that so cheap thing that I want money will come. It is Janmai Sadhya Sutat Sri. Yes. Unless one is pious, he cannot get money. He cannot get education.
Yatra Yogeshwaro.
Yes.
Yatra.
So, in that sense of materially, Janma Isadja Sutasri, these four things, taken to Krishna consciousness, the greatest fortune. Thousands of young men joining, but here in India, nobody is coming.
Because they have already joined. Yes. Huh? They are
all unfortunate now they are. They have been so much trained badly. They think, frankly, this Hare Krishna we have seen in America. When they chant, the Americans are chanting on the street, and the Indian students, this we have done much. We have nothing to do. Here also they are thinking like that. What is this Hare Krishna? Yeah, a beggar's movie. Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you are Kevala. And these rascals are thinking, Hare Krishna, I have seen. You see, they have become so greatly intelligent, these rascals. They do not believe in Shastra, in Sadhu, in God. All these incarnations and big men, they say, what is the use of Shastra? Even this Anandamayi says that in higher advancement, there is no need of Shastra. He is above Shastra. She said very good. And Krishna said, Jashastra vidivastrija vartate kamaka nasiddhin sabana. Immediately condemned. If you don't believe in Shastra, you are asking. Krishna says. And they say, there is no need of it. And incarnation of Krishna. This Bhargavi rascal is doing that. There is no need of shastra. There is no need. Now he's finished, of course. He's actually finished. Strength of shastra, we are challenging that we have never gone to the moon planet. Who can do that? The whole world is accepting they have gone to moon planet. And we are challenging. They have never gone to moon planet. Hare Krishna.